And now we're ready to take a look at chapter 10. We're ready now to start the calculations. Questions, thoughts, ideas, comments, criticisms, suggestions? No? You guys are real quiet all of a sudden. All right, pass these guys out. Is it just because you think bonds are boring? Is that what it is? Do you want to help me, Steve, pass these guys out? So you're getting two sheets of paper now. The first one is the notes page, and then the second one is the bond valuation formulas, and a table that should look fairly, but not necessarily, familiar. Okay, pass these guys back. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it immensely. In the 121 class, I got one guy, we're talking about bonds, I'm saying, he goes, you mean they're going to pay me $50 a year for 30 years? That sounds pretty good. Okay, 5%. Okay. Did you pass those back yet? I'm sorry. Okay, you should have two pages. One will be bond valuation formulas, and the other one about bond prices and yields. And the one side is empty. Because we're going to discuss... I'm sorry? Which one? What? You have that one. Did you get this one? Which one are you looking for? The one with the numbers on it? Okay.
No, I already got that one.
Why are you showing me that one?
Yeah, this is the one I got.
Then you get the one with the numbers on it?
No.
That's the one I'm trying to... I'm trying to give you. You need that one. I knew I shouldn't have done this. What do you need? Okay. What do you need? Show me the other side. Okay. So you need this one. Okay. Okay, you need these two. Okay. All right. I knew this was a bad idea. Okay. You got that? Okay, so you have two sheets of paper, right? All right, what do you need?
One.
Extras, okay. You have one, so you need that one. Okay.
What? Okay,
there you go. Okay, bond prices and yield. Okay, let's go. All right, so let's get going. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the pricing and the yields of bonds. Actually, the yield first and the pricing in a second, but it doesn't matter. We'll do the pricing on... Thursday. Bond yield. Let's start with bond yield. Bond yield is one of the most important factors in bond valuation because, as we said, most people buy bonds for the income. What income is the bond paying? Over the long sweep of time, if you're a bond investor, income is what you receive from investing in bonds. There are times when bond prices will go up and bond prices will go down, interest rates will go up and down. Yeah, but in general, over the long sweep of time, you is going to get your bond income. Given that most all bonds repay their principal without incident, without default, the valuations calculated using bond yields tend to be very predictable. So this further solidifies our idea that bonds are boring. The unpredictable factor in bond valuation is the future direction of interest rates. There are people who are paid vast sums of money to incorrectly predict where interest rates are going to go. And they will tell you why they screwed up, and they'll tell you why we're going to do it right the next time, and they'll get it wrong the next time. Can you imagine if they knew exactly where interest rates were going to go? Would they tell anybody? They wouldn't tell anybody. For the vast majority of people who hold on to their bonds until they get their principal back, their $1,000 back, they don't care about the direction of interest rates. They're just going to get their payments. They are mostly interested in the income and are not generally affected by the direction of interest rates since they have no intentions of selling their bonds before they mature. However, they might, if interest rates fall and they have callable bonds, they might get called away from them. So they might get screwed by that. You are only concerned about changing interest rates if you intend or if you're forced to sell your bonds before they mature. Does this make sense? Think of the bond as just an interest-bearing investment, because that's what it is, and it's going to pay you back the principal, and you don't care what happens to interest rates, you're just going to collect your income. There are several types of bond yields, and we've made mention of this. We're going to now go through each in detail. The first one is the nominal yield, the coupon yield. So that's really simple. If I tell you that we have a 7% bond, what's the nominal yield? Everyone just say 7%. Wait, I'll ask you. If I tell you I have a 7% bond, what's the nominal yield?
7%.
What's the coupon yield? And the name coupon comes from the fact that they used to have coupons attached to them, but not anymore. The current yield, the current rate, is the yield, the rate, given how much you had to spend for the bond, given the market price, the current price. Then the yield to maturity is the yield you will get if you hold on to the bond until it matures. Now, these are the three that are most important. However, if there's a potential for this bond to be called, it is selling at a high premium, interest rates have fallen, we also want to calculate the yield to call. And it's very similar to the yield to maturity. For muni bonds, we're also going to have to calculate the taxable equivalent yield. We have to calculate the taxable equivalent yield, or we cannot know how to compare our muni bonds with fully taxable corporate bonds. So we need that also. And where is this? Here it is. There it is. Okay, good. All right. So we will calculate the taxable equivalent yield for muni bonds. These are federal tax-free. And we will also calculate the double tax-free, and the IRS likes tax-exempt, but we like to say tax-free, for muni bonds that are in your state. We'll go over this in a bit, in your state. I'm just trying to set the stage and leave some room for me to do the calculations. Okay, so let's start. The nominal yield, the name yield, the current yield, the coupon rate. This is the named interest of the bond. The bond's annual interest then is divided by its par value, what's the bond paying in absolute dollars. So if we have a, 8% bond, 8% bond, and in this class always par value will be $1,000, how much do we get every year? Everyone should say $80. If it's an 8% bond, what do we get in annual interest? Don't put 8 cents, okay, on the calculation. Don't put 8 cents. That would be a dollar bond. The bonds are $1,000, right? Nod your head yes. So what's 8% of 1,000? Everyone say $80. Wait. It's 8% of 1,000? If it's a 6% bond, how much interest are you getting every year? You're actually getting $30 twice a year, but that's okay. We'll just do $860. That simple, isn't it? It's pretty darn simple. But invariably, somebody on the exam will put 8 cents or 6 cents. And for that, what do you get? Sapapo. Dope slap. You get a dope slap. That's a sapapo. So don't do that. All right, so that's the nominal. That's easy. But the nominal yield is not as important as the current yield, the yield to maturity, the yield to call. And those need to be calculated. So let's take a look at the current yield. The current yield formula is pretty straightforward. It's the annual interest divided by the market price. So sure, we might be getting 8% on our bond, which means we're getting $80 $40 twice a year, every 6 months, or $80 for the year. But if the bond were selling at $800, you got your calculators? If the bond were selling at a major discount to $1,000, are we really getting 8%? No, we're getting more. Because if we're getting $80 from our bond, we divide that by the market price, in this case $80, and it turns out that this bond is actually paying us 10% currently. Does that make sense? Nod your head yes? Now, what happens if it's a discount? I mean, this is a discount bond, I'm sorry. What happens if it were a premium bond? If it were a premium bond, then we have to pay more than $1,000. The bond is fixed. It will always pay 8% on $1,000. That's what we call bonds, fixed rate or fixed income investments, or just fixed investments. But $8 divided by $1,200 is 0.066667, or 6.67%. And we like to see at least three digits of accuracy. For those folks who have taken chemistry, they call them significant digits, kind of like your significant other, but there's more than one. Got it? You understand? So don't just round that up to 7%. It's not good. Questions? Thoughts? That's what it's paying us currently. So let's do number one. That's the first one. Let's do number one. So pass these out. There are two worksheets. And one's on the back of the other, so I don't have to print out, pass out two. Oh, hey, look out! Look out! He's dangerous. Got some extras? Okay. There's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So let's do number one. All right, hang on a minute. And I wish we used to have another whiteboard in here, but that was a long time ago. So now we're kind of stuck. So I'm going to let's do number one. Number one. Who will read number one for me? All right, I'll read it. A bond that pays 9% is currently priced at $1,200. What is the nominal interest rate? What is the current interest rate? Okay, so it's a 9% bond. What's the nominal interest rate?
9%.
Everyone say 9%. What's the nominal interest rate?
9%.
What's the coupon rate?
9%.
9%. It's like, what's your name, Bob? Okay, so 9% is the nominal named coupon rate. What's the current rate? Well, what we need to do is we need to know the annual interest. What's the annual interest on a 9% bond?
$90.
Everyone say $90. What's the annual interest on a 9% bond?
$90.
Now, you may think I'm crazy. You may be right. But when you answer me, when you say it, it actually changes different parts of your brain chemistry, and you'll remember it on the exam. So $90. What's the market price?
$1,200.
So take 90 divided by 1,200. What's your calculators tell you? David says 0.075, is he right? So 7.5%. And here you don't have to add a zero because that implies that it's exact. But if you want to, you could put 7.50. Either one is fine. That would be fine. Okay, questions, thoughts?
Well, that's the current rate.
The current rate. That's telling us what it is paying us today. If we were to buy it today. At the current rate. Make sense? Right, and that's the formula. Okay, now let's continue. Back to, okay, here we go. Now, the yield to maturity, though, takes into account the bond price appreciation, if the bond is sold at a discount, and the bond price depreciation, if the bond is sold at a premium. In other words, today, this bond is selling for $800. But what are you going to get when the bond matures? What's the par value? You're going to get $1,000 back. People have a little hard time with that. Why isn't it selling for $1,000? Well, because interest rates have gone up. And now nobody's going to buy your raggy old bond paying 8% when they can get a 10% bond. So you have to adjust the price. Or people have flooded the market because they're afraid that the Poway School District or Ford's going to go bankrupt, so they've sold them at a discount just to get rid of them, to get rid of the hot potato. There are two primary methods of calculations. The one we're going to do is the one that is called I forget what it's called. This is approximation. There are two methods of calculations. This is the one, at least when I took the Series 7, that's the one that's on the Series 7. The other one uses the internal rate of return, which is, you know, obviously we discussed that. If you were here for that, we'll see it on Thursday. It's a little tricky. It's much more accurate, but it's horrible to do manually, and you wouldn't ask somebody to do that manually. That's what spreadsheets are for. So you remember the spreadsheets from Chapter 6 and the net present value and the internal rate of return? That's the more accurate way. But the approximation that we do, it looks scary, but it's actually fairly easy to do. You just have to plug in all the numbers. And the formula is essentially similar to the current rate. You take the annual interest, and you then, now I have to do the bottom first, because it sort of mirrors what you did over here. Over here, we divided by the market price. But because we're not going to get the market price when the bond matures, we're going to get the par value. What we do is we take the average of these two. We take the par value plus the market value, the market price, and we divide by two. What happens when you take two numbers and divide by two? You get the average, promedia, right? Now, what's this bad boy doing over here? Well, this one's a little tricky. We take the par value, the face value, means the same thing, and we subtract it from the market price. And then we divide by the number of years until it matures. What's that doing? Well, what is that doing? What that is doing is saying, look, we bought it for this, but we're only going to get paid that when the bond matures. And it's going to happen in this many years. So every year, we're either going to add some to the value of the bond, because it's going to get closer to 1,000 if it's a discount bond, or every year, we're going to subtract something from the value of the bond, because it's going to get closer and closer to 1,000 from the premium. Does that make sense? It looks scary, I know, but just plug in the numbers. So in this case, our 8% bond that's priced at 800 is maturing in 10 years. So how much is interest on an 8% bond? Everyone should say $80. $80. $1,800 divided by 2. Some of you can do that in your head. That's 900, the average of 1,800. And then 1,000 minus 800 is 200 divided by 10 years. That means $20. $200 divided by 10 is 20. So every year we're going to add 20 bucks to the value of the bond. So we add that to our interest. And if you do that calculation, you wind up with 11.1%. So if you remember, the current yield for this bond was 10%, but the yield to maturity is even higher because we're going to get back $1,000. We're going to get back $1,000 when the bond matures. Make sense? And the same thing is true on the other side. If we pay a premium for that bond, then we do the exact same thing, but now the numbers go down. 1,000 and 1,200 is 2,200 divided by 2, that's 1,100. 1,000 minus 1,200 is negative 200, divided by 10 is negative 20. So every year we're going to knock $20 off the interest, so 80 minus 20, and you wind up with 5.45%. So our yield to maturity is less than our current rate because we have to take into account the fact that we ain't getting 1,200 when the bond matures. We're only going to get 1,000. Yes? Cool? Okay, let's do number two. Let's do number two, and we'll do yield to call in a bit. We'll do yield to call in a bit, but let's do yield to maturity first. Okay. If I'm going too fast, I'll stick around and we can go through these again, for those of you who want to go through them again. Number two, the bond from problem number one. Where's my... Here it is. Here we go. A 9%, so it's the same bond, right? It's a 9% bond, and it's selling for, no, it's not the same one. This one's selling for 1110. So the market price is different. It's 1111. It has a call value, par value of 1,000. They will all have 1,000. And it is a 20-year bond, so we know the yield to maturity. Now, we're not going to do yield to call yet because we'll run back to the presentation. I'll show you yield to call. It's basically the same. But this bond is callable in 5 years. And they have to pay a premium. They have to pay $50 more than par value to call it away from us. Think of it as a prepayment premium, prepayment. If they call it away from us, they can't just give us $1,000. They've got to give us $1,050. But we'll discuss that in a bit. So now, here's what we need to know. We plug in the numbers. What's the annual interest on a 9% bond? Everyone says $90. And then we'll do the bottom first. The average of the par value in the market price, $1,000 plus a market price of 1110 divided by 2. So that's the average of those two. You want to calculate that right away or fill out the rest of the form first? 1055. James has already figured it out. Is he right? 1055. Yeah, 2110 divided by 2, 1055. Yeah, I can do that. Now, over here, here's the bad boy. 1,000 is what we're going to get back when the bond matures, when it's redeemed. We had to pay 1110 for the market, for the price of the bond. That was the price of the bond. And it's a 20-year bond. So this one's a little trickier. Not that much trickier. 1,000 minus 1110 is? When you hang on here? When you hang on here? How about your cell phone? Can you use your cell phone? Go get a 99-cent calculator. Make me feel good. What is it? Negative 110. Remember, it's a negative number. This is college. You can handle negative numbers, right? Then minus. Divide that by the years of 20-year bond. And so what are we knocking off the price of the bond every year? Negative 10 divided by 20? Right. Every year we're going to knock off $5.50 from the income. Because every year it's going to get closer and closer to 1,000. So 90 plus a negative 5.5, 90 minus 5.5 is? Get your cell phone. Get your cell phone out. Use your calculator. 84.50? Is that right? Divided by the 1055 and the yield to maturity. I'll tell you, the silence is deafening here. What is it? 0.08009. So 8.01%, you could write, or just write out what your calculator writes out, either one. We'd like to see at least 3 digits, but you can put more. And you don't have to change to a percent sign. Just write down what your calculator says. George.
So it's 90 plus.
90 plus a negative 5.5 is 90 minus 5.5.
90 minus 5.5.
Which is?
84.13.
I told you. Anybody see Hillary Clinton's new icon or whatever it's called? Have you seen it? It's ugly. Whoever did it, they must have spent $100,000 designing this thing. And whoever did it should be slapped. It's so stupid looking. It's an H with like a forward thing. It's really dumb. Not as bad as Romney's, though. Romney's was really stupid. Somebody forgot the one part of the R. Remember Romney? What happened to the other part of the R? Oh, you didn't pay enough for it. Well, I'm going to give you half an R. Everybody understand this? Got it? Okay, because when it's really quiet, I get worried. I'm like, what's going on here? You don't understand. All right, so you could do this?
So if you take 8450 divided by the
1055, you should get 0.08009. Okay, good. All right, let's now take a look. Well, you just got to plug them in. I know it's scary looking, but it's really not that difficult once you've done it enough times. And when I took the Series 7 in 1998, they showed you the formula. It was on, you know, they showed, you didn't have to memorize the formula, but that's how you computed your bond yield. Now, wait a minute. We already discussed this. The current yield on our 8% discount bond selling at $800 was 10%. But the yield to maturity was 11.1. And the current yield on our 8% premium bond was 6.67%, but the yield to maturity was 5.45%. How is that possible? What is going on? Well, it's actually very straightforward. The discount bond was purchased at $800, but what are we going to get when it's redeemed? $1,000. The premium bond was purchased at $1,200, but again, it will be redeemed at $1,000. So the yield to maturity takes into account the bond appreciation, if it's a discount bond, or depreciation, if it's a premium bond. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think so. Now, the yield to call takes into account the possibility of the bond being called away from you. You would only use this on premium bonds, because nobody's going to refinance a discount bond. That would mean they would be refinancing at a higher interest rate. That's not going to happen. You wouldn't go out there and get a new mortgage if your interest rates have gone up. Yeah. So there are two methods of calculation that the one we'll take a look at on Thursday using the spreadsheet, or the same formula as yield to maturity, but what happens is you replace the par value with the call value, and the yields to maturity, oops, I didn't mean to do that, but I did eventually. You replace the par value with call price and the years to maturity with the years to call. So let's do it. Let's show you what you do. It's actually pretty straightforward. Instead of using the par value, you use the call value. And instead of using the number of years to maturity, you use the number of years until the bond is called. So you just plug in two different numbers. So here, the bond is callable at $1,085. They have to pay us $85 extra to pull it away from us. And it's callable in 5 years. So in 5 years, this company, this municipality, the Treasury has never issued callable bonds. Doesn't mean they won't in the future, but they don't now. They can call it away from us if they pay us $1,085. So we sneak $1,085 in here, and we sneak $5 in here, and do the calculation. And it turns out that this bond, if they call it away from us, is really only going to give us 4.99%. Because they called it away from us, and we couldn't take advantage of the extra 15 years of higher interest payments. So we have to also, yes?
Where did you get that
80 from? It's an 8% bond. So what's it paying in annual interest? $80. The market price is $1,200. So we're going to pay $1,200 for the bond, but if they call it away from us in 5 years, they have to pay us $1,085. So if you do all those calculations, you wind up with 4.99%. It's the same formula. You just change a couple of the numbers. So let's do the last one for our number two. Okay, fine. Number two. How are we doing here? Okay. Where's my handkerchief? Oh, here it is. So now, this same bond that we were working with, the same bond is a 9% bond, $1,110 market price, but in 5 years they can call out away from us at $1,050. So we use the annual interest, but instead of the par value, what do we use? The call price, the call value, $1,050. How much was the market price? 1110, divide that by 2, so it's the average of these two. 1080 is James, is he right?
Yeah.
1080. And then up here we use the call price minus the market price and divide it by the number of years until they call it away from us. So 1050 minus 11110 is minus 60. You with us?
Negative
4. He's right. Divide that by 5. And what we're going to do is we're going to knock $12 off every year. 90 minus a negative 12 is? Oops. There's my dyslexia. What's 78 divided by the 180. And how much is this bond actually going to pay us if they call it away from us in 5 years? 7.22%. So if they allow us to keep it for the 20 years, we're going to get 8%, 8.01. But if they pull it away from us, we're only going to get 7.22. Make sense? I think so. Okay, good. And if you want to see, obviously, there's worksheet number 2. It's the same thing. There's an answer key and there's a commentary. So work on these. All right. And we're not going to get the taxable equivalent yield. The yield to call was less than the yield to maturity. Yes, this is typical. This is because if the bonds are called away from us, we would have less time to take advantage of the outsized interest income payments. Now, when we come back, we will calculate the taxable equivalent yield for muni bonds. Because you look at a muni bond and you really can't compare it to a corporate bond. The corporate bond is paying more, typically, but it might turn out, depending on your situation, that the yield to maturity, I'm sorry, the taxable equivalent yield of the muni bond is better than the corporate bond. So when we come back on Thursday, we will go through the taxable equivalent yield calculations. We will then look at the bond pricing formulas, which should look familiar to some of you. And we should finish up Chapter 10 on Thursday. Go through the Chapter 9 second presentation on the website. Study those different types of bonds. And we'll see you on Thursday. Okay. And those of you who snuck in late, here's a schedule. Who didn't get the schedule? Okay, Desiree. Okay, give one to Barbara. Did you get a schedule?
No.
Christina, did you get a schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Marco, did you get one?
Yeah.
Everybody get a schedule? I'll get you. What? Okay. That's okay. Well, you got to go through the stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Go through Chapter 9. Okay, good. Where's my pen? Okay, who snuck in late? Isaiah, Kenny, no. Kyle, no. Christina, yes. Hang on a minute, Elizabeth, right there. Barbara, Elizabeth, no. Vicky, no. Marco, yes. Raul, no. Yvette, no. Joel Martinez was here, wasn't he? I think he was. I don't remember. Desiree, Victor Munoz, no. Daniel, no. Ricardo, yes. Adam, yes. Miguel's gone. And Jacob, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. Where's this? Who's got the spreadsheet? Somebody might have taken it. Send me an email, and I'll send you back your grade.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because someone took the spreadsheet. All right. Maybe I got it here. Hang on. Let me look. No, I think somebody took it. Oh, well, you know what they say in Russia. Okay, Anthony. Okay, you turned in these things. Okay, let's turn this off.